This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Alex Ovechkin is chasing down Wayne Gretzky's all-time goal-scoring record. He is 13 away. It could happen in the next month to month and a half, and it will become one of the all-time great DC sports moments. It will. And what's interesting about it is I think a lot of people before the season began thought, okay, it probably won't happen this year. It'll probably happen if it does happen in 25-26. And it'll be the story for the Caps because they're really not supposed to be that good of a team. Well, you've got two incredible stories. First of all, this incredible season that Washington is having, and then we'll see how it plays out in the postseason. We know that hockey tends to be a bit random in terms of the results, and especially when you get to the postseason. A deflected, you know, puck off of a skate, off of a post, and all of a sudden, you know, an 8 seed beats a 1 seed. Happens, it's seemingly every year. 8 seeds make deep runs. The Caps have been 1 seeded before and bowed out in the first round. But beyond that, this is going to be a significant moment in DC sports history. And I want you to start thinking about DC sports stories and moments, the biggest ones that were not game related. Okay, so we're not talking about Riggo winning Super Bowl, the Skins winning Super Bowl 17. Certainly, we're not really talking about a play either. I want to be clear. We're not talking about anything that happened in a game necessarily. All right, you know, it's a record broken. As an example, let me give you what I actually think is the number one all-time DC sports story that was not game-related. Snyder selling the team in late 2023. That's number one. Baseball returning in 2005. Bobby Mitchell integrating the Redskins in 1962, the last NFL team to integrate. Gibbs returning to coach in 2004. You know, two deaths from our area, sports-related. Sean Taylor's passing in 2007, Len Bias's death in 1986. You know, the Redskins' name change, losing the Redskins as a name, is on the list somewhere. You know, Abe Pollin opening up the MCI Center and moving the Wizards and Caps into D.C., it changed the city. It not just changed that neighborhood, but it started the process of D.C. becoming more than it had been a city of neighborhoods. Michael Jordan coming to the Wizards in 2001, a massive story. Vince Lombardi getting hired by Washington in 1969 out of retirement was a massive story. Where will this Ovechkin rank on the list of DC sports stories that aren't specific to a game result. You know, a play in a game or a game result. Because if we're talking about moments, you know, this city has won Super Bowls, plural. They've won a World Series. Actually, they've won two if you go back to 1924. They've won a Stanley Cup. They've won an NBA championship, not in a long time. Take games and specific plays from games out of the equation. What's the biggest DC sports story, not game-related, of all time? And where will Ovechkin passing Gretzky land on that list? Pretty high. I actually, you know, I think the Snyder sale of the team actually for me is number one. It ended what was truly a sports tragedy in this town. Now, I'm not comparing that tragedy to death. Okay, Sean Taylor, Len Bias, etc. But it was the death of a franchise, for the most part, or a near-death experience for a franchise. When Snyder bought the team and ran it into the ground over a 24-year period. To me, that's the number one sports story that wasn't game-related of all time. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Alex Ovechkin, in a month, month and a half, maybe it won't come until next year, but he's going to break one of the hallowed marks in sports and the hallowed mark in hockey. He's going to become the all-time goal scorer, passing Wayne Gretzky. And it's happening faster than we really thought it would happen. But where will it land on the list of the greatest DC sports stories of all time that are not specific to something that happened in a game or a season? So we're taking the championships, we're taking, you know, specific plays like the Rigo run out of the equation. I gave you some examples. Where will it fall on the list? For me, Dan Snyder selling the team in late July of 2023 is number one on the list. Denton, do you have a number one?
Yeah, I mean, Dan Snyder selling the team is definitely number one. We had the party, obviously, a block away from where I'm sitting right now, which is great. A lot of our listeners came to that. So that is definitively number one. I would say there are some other stories that I would throw onto the list that you did not touch. They're much lower on the list, but the Gilbert Gunn situation was a story from my youth that I remember very, very vividly. And then more recently in the world of baseball, the Juan Soto trade is something that I remember very, very vividly. But one is Snyder selling the team. I would say Ovechkin is probably either at the worst four. He's probably two, three, or four, depending on, you know, what, how you feel about hockey. But he'd be the greatest to ever do something in a sport, and he did it all while wearing the uniform here.
I think number two on my list would be baseball returning in 2005.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
34 years in a major metropolitan market without a baseball team. We were a three professional sports team town for a long, long time. Kind of crazy that the nation's capital did not have a baseball team for 34 years. The Senators left in 71. The Nats, the Expos, arrived in 2005. That was a massive, massive event. And it, by the way, has been a great thing for this town. It'd be nice to have ownership a bit more committed than they, you know, now versus how they were previously, because I think the idea of trying to sell the team is still in play. But number two for me would be baseball returning in 2005. Number three for me, because this was massively significant at the time, is Bobby Mitchell integrating the Redskins in 1962. Those would be the top three. Snyder selling the team, baseball returns in 2005, Bobby Mitchell integrates the Redskins in 1962. That would be the top three for me. And now I think I could start to entertain Ovechkin setting the all-time goal-scoring mark. In the conversation with, say, you know, the significant deaths, the look, I guess I think some of you may have the Redskins name change number one on this list. And I understand the passion and the hurt and the emotion over that. I think that those are my top three. After that, I'd have to give it more thought. I gave you some examples. For me, Snyder selling number one, baseball returning number two, Bobby Mitchell integrating the Redskins in 1962, three, and then for number four, Ovechkin, when he breaks Gretzky's record, will be in the conversation for number four. It will be the most significant, you know, mark. And by the way, I'm talking about sports stories with our four major professional teams, because we could get into, you know, Sugar Ray Leonard and Katie Ledecky and some, you know, coaches. Coaches count. I'm really focused on our four major professional sports teams. All right? Because obviously Katie Ledecky is the all-time greatest female swimmer. And somebody may, but that would fall into the line of more game specific. You know, the number of gold medals, the record number of gold medals, etc. But I'm focused on the big sports stories for the four major pro sports teams that were not game-related. Snyder selling number one for me. Number two, baseball returns in 2005. Number three, Bobby Mitchell integrates the Redskins in 1962. Now I can consider what Ovechkin's on the verge of doing. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I've got others, by the way, that I was thinking about and I wrote down a little bit earlier that wouldn't be anywhere near the top three, but there are some significant events. I mean, you know, I mentioned, you know, the Abe Pollin and what he did really in sort of the jump starting of DC becoming a completely different city. But there were, you know, there were other moments, like, by the way, getting an NBA team to move from Baltimore to the DC suburbs all the way back in 1973, which allowed for the NHL to provide this city with an expansion team. That made DC an actual... Denton, you don't have any recollection of this, and some of you listening don't. DC was a big small town, okay? It had the Redskins in 1972. There was one professional sports team in Washington, the Redskins. They didn't have baseball. Baseball moved to Texas. The Bullets had not moved. They were in Baltimore, and there was no hockey. Number two was Maryland basketball, by far, to the Redskins. And it lasted that way for a long period of time because it took forever for, you know, some of the other sports pro teams to take hold. Hell, some old enough have told me before that high school basketball was, you know, number two behind the Redskins for many, many years. I mean, this was a small town sports city. All right, you got my top three. Denton will think about it and give me his number two and number three. Snyder selling the team in 2023 is the number one sports story of my lifetime that is not game-related, followed by the Nats moving or the Expos moving in 2005, baseball returning, followed by Bobby Mitchell integrating the Redskins in 62. After that, Ovechkin and the mark that he will break is going to be in consideration for number four. Let me hear your number one, and even if you want to rip through your top three, you can do so at 301-230-0980. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app. I want to mention that February is coming to an end, and if you haven't looked at your calendar yet, you should, because if you need new windows, it's time to act now. Window Nation's deal right now is that on February 28th, it's the last day that you can save 60% off on all window styles from Window Nation, plus get 0% interest with no payments for 2 years, but now only until the end of the month. That's less than just a few days to save big on the best windows and the most insulated windows you can buy. Window Nation will provide you first and foremost with a free no-risk estimate. You call them at 866-90-NATION, go to windownation.com, mention my name, they'll come out in an hour or less. You'll have a quote that you can do with what you choose. You can shop it if you want. You'll know at that point which windows actually need to be replaced, which windows are costing you high heating bills, high air conditioning bills in the summer. Schedule your free in-home estimate right now and get access to 60% off on all windows with no payments and no interest charged for 2 full years. 866-90-NATION. WindowNation.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.